Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's a beautiful summer day here in Clearwater, Florida, and we're going to be talking about something simple today. We're going to talk about where to start if you want to be eliminating toxic chemicals from your life, from your home. Where do you start? I remember a long time ago when I first started, more than 30 years it's been now, I had no idea where to start. And there were no books. There were no radio shows like this one. There was no place for me to even ask that question. And now, of course, we have a tremendous amount of information. Sometimes so much information makes it difficult to decide what do you do first. I first asked myself this question back in 1986 after I had written my first book, and people were saying, what a great book. It was called Non-Toxic and Natural, and I listed all these different non-toxic products I had found. And then people were saying to me, but where do I start? Where do I start? So I wrote my second book called The Non-Toxic Home, which put everything in kind of an order of what I thought was most important. But what I found from doing that was that it was hard. There isn't like a hierarchical list that you can't say this one thing is most important and this other thing is least important, because everything has a different level of toxicity. But there are some easier things that we can do, things that are easier to do that make a bigger impact in terms of reducing your toxic exposure. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is where to start. And even if you've already started, you might pick up a few tips of things that maybe you haven't done yet that are things that are important to do. My guest today is Amy Ziff. She's the founder of a website called Verity, and her purpose is to make it exceedingly simple to find products and services that are healthy. And so she does a tremendous amount of research into her products. She's not just, I know one of the things that's happening now is that to live toxic free is getting so much more popular that there are a number of products and websites that are just popping up where people who really don't do their research just say, oh, I just want to cash in on this. But Amy is not one of those kind of people. She really is dedicated to finding out what is the truth about the products and giving you only a very small selection of products that she has personally researched. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you, Deborah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So tell us, how did you get interested in this?
Well, you know, I mean, it was sort of a long and a quick and efficient journey all at the same time. When I was 9, I personally had a health crisis, and my mom refused to listen to what the traditional doctors were saying. And what ultimately ended up making me well was changing my diet, avoiding certain allergens. They were, you know, they're kind of common today, but in the 70s, this was radical. It was going off of corn, sugar, and gluten. And mm-hmm. then it turned out that I was allergic to a lot of stuff in my home, molds and danders and dust and different mites and trees. And so I became very aware at an early age that what we surround ourselves with is so impactful to our own health and well-being. And it can really make the difference between surviving and thriving. And yes. So I was surviving. And then we cleaned up our home environment and my diet, and I was able to thrive. And then you kind of fast forward into my own journey into parenthood. And I have 3 children, and I had my first child 5.5 years ago, and then I had twins after 2 years later. And one of my twins was incredibly allergic to things that I thought were natural, things that certainly were labeled as such. And I was an, you know, eco shopper, and I went to Whole Foods when I could for products, and I thought I was buying really good products for my children. And so mm-hmm. I thought, what could possibly be in these products that could be, you know, bothering my daughter? What's going on here? And I have a background in journalism, And also, I've been an internet entrepreneur. And so what happened was the journalist in me started digging and digging and digging and going, holy moly, there is so much stuff in our everyday products, and especially products that we're using on children and babies, that is not very natural at all and yes. is not safe or necessarily what I want to be using for my kids. And there's no uniformity in labeling, and there's no way to really know this unless you become your own detective sleuth and really do your homework. And so that's what I started to do. And then before you knew it, I was keeping this massive list, and that grew into a database that became the, you know, real basis for Verite, my site that helps people find what I like to say, the truth in healthy living. You know, we're really looking at the truth in what these products are. The bottom line is I want to use safe, non-toxic products for myself and my family in order to give my children their best chance in life, you know? And
yes.
as a parent, yes. I feel it's my responsibility to keep my little ones safe. And so I don't want to invite in toxins that are, you know, related to anything, any kind of issue. It could be asthma. It could be ADD. It could be cancer later in life or infertility. You know, it just really spans the gamut. And now knowing what we know about genetics and epigenetics and the ability for these chemicals to be kind of modulators on our genetics and our DNA, then we realize, wow, it really does matter what we surround ourselves with, and particularly in those early years. So that's kind of how I got started. I did this deep dive into, you know, products and toxins a couple of years ago, and I've been nonstop ever since.
Well, it is important to do the deep dive. One of the things that I just like to jump in and say that for many years, especially those of us who are older like me and have been around for a while, back in the 70s and 80s, 1970s and 80s, that was in the last century, there started to be products that were called natural products. And this was as opposed to, this was at the time when everybody was wearing polyester leisure suits and plastic was
right.
thought to be a really good thing. And so as opposed to that, then there were these natural products that were not made from better living through chemistry. They were products that were made from natural materials from nature, like cotton, for example, or a natural food was any food that didn't have artificial colors and flavorings and preservatives. That was as far as it went. And so the only thing about a natural product that's natural is that it starts as a renewable resource. For most natural products, they then are processed through the industrial process, and various toxic chemicals are added and various good things are taken out. And so what comes out at the end isn't anything like what it started at the beginning. And so as time has progressed, how many years has that been? 30 years, 40 years since we first started having natural products? As time has progressed, then the natural products have become purer and purer, and they're now being made out of organic ingredients. But there's still a wide range of what's called a natural product. And as consumers, we can't just say if it says that it's natural, that means that it's safe. We can't say that because there's so much industrial process behind it. Certainly if you have an organic apple in your hand, that's pretty safe. But if you had something called natural apple pie, it could have anything in it.
That's right. I mean, natural allows for all kinds of addition in food. You can have MSG in natural flavors, for example. So it's a great great way of pointing out that the word natural has such a wide berth at this point in time, given that there is absolutely zero legislation around what that term means, that we
right.
can't really trust it. And in fact, you know, I remember looking at this Johnson & Johnson cream that I was using on my kids, and it said it was hypoallergenic. So here I am thinking, okay, this one's safe. Well, turns out it contains something called DMD hydantin, and that forms formaldehyde in the bottle. So I certainly
yeah.
don't want to be slathering my kids with a formaldehyde-based cream.
No.
But
I have
to
interrupt you because we have to go to break, but we'll talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Amy Ziff, founder of Verite, and we'll come back and talk more about natural products and how you can get started removing toxic chemicals from your home. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Amy Ziff. She's the founder of Verite. How do you pronounce that word, actually?
It is Verite. So it's a fictional word that we've based on the actual word Verite, which means, in Latin, means truth. So we are truth in healthy living, but we kind of say tailored for your life. So we blended that together and came out with Verite.
Oh, I see. I get it. Good. Good. Very clever. I like having that truth in the word. I knew the Latin word for truth, but I was trying to figure out exactly what this word was. Tell us, let's go on to talk about where people can start.
Absolutely.
What's the first
Great.
Thing you would say?
You know, I like to say start wherever you're at. And here are my kind of three principles in that. One, keep it real. And when I talk about keeping it real, I'm really talking about broadly in your life, from real ingredients into what you are eating and buying. So that applies to your couch or, you know, the food you're going to eat. It should be untreated within kind of keeping it real. I think about, you know, you want to get whatever it is you're buying as true to its original source as possible. So there are lots of things that go in here, and of course tons of nuances, but you can really keep this very basic and just think about this. Keep it real. Ask yourself what has gone into this product. If you don't know, ask the person you're buying it from. If they don't know or they give you this exhaustive speech on what it is, it's probably not going to fit into this rule of keeping it real. Try and keep it unprocessed. And if you can't get totally unprocessed, minimally processed. And the reason why I mentioned this applies to your couch is that couches are one of the most toxic elements that we, most of us anyway, have in our homes. Because, of course, there's a lot of processing that actually goes into furniture. And this is something that often shocks people. So happy to talk about the flame retardants and how to get those out. But again, it is something to really think about in my rules. So one, keep it real. Two, keep it simple. This is where you just think about less is more. Less handling of your product, less kind of manipulating of your product is better, and fewer ingredients this goes for as well. And again, that's whether you're buying a snack bar or furniture. I mean, these complicated compressed woods that have been highly treated are usually also highly toxic in your home. So going back to the basics can really help you on this. Again, so keep it real, keep it simple, and then, this is the key, start with whatever it is you need next. That might be a toothbrush, that might be a desk, it might be a couch, it might be baby food. I mean, you know, I really, really mean it. Start with the very next thing on your grocery list, and let's start attacking it there, because I believe we can create change through shopping. Women control 85% of the wallet share in this country, and if we don't start applying what we know to how we shop, we won't create any change. But if we do, wow, are we a force to be reckoned with. So women, let's get together, let's take that 85% of our wallet share, and let's change what kind of products are being made in this country by demanding to know what's in them, keeping it real, keeping it simple, and starting with what we need next.
I completely agree with everything that you said.
Like minds.
Exactly. Well, what I've found in this field is that there really is a truth. There is a truth. And mm-hmm. that if we get down to that truth and we just keep applying that truth, then we're going to end up in the right place. And that truth is that for the most part, and I say for the most part, because just because something comes from nature doesn't mean it's not toxic. There's plenty of natural toxic things in the natural world. But
Absolutely.
For the most part, people aren't making products out of things like botulinus toxin. They just aren't.
Well, you are not getting Botox, but It is true. And,
okay.
And the other thing is that nature has so cleverly, you know, designed the natural world that most of the toxins are not, and intentionally so, are not bioavailable. It is only the manipulation of them through, you know, human interaction that we've made a lot of these toxins bioavailable, like lead is a great example of that.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, we've taken something natural in the world, but it wasn't bioavailable, and we've made it extremely bioavailable, and now we have a real problem on our hands with lead that needs to get cleaned up. And most people are unaware of it and unaware of how to deal with it, and there are a lot of people that I talk to that think that's going to be a really pressing, you know, human health issue in the coming decades, even though we took it out of gasoline and we got it out of paint, and shouldn't it be gone? But all of those houses that were painted in the 70s with lead paint are now faltering. So it's around. You have to be careful. And that can be scary. And once people get scared about kind of going non-toxic, I think it very quickly can get overwhelming, and people want to put their head in the sand and just say, well, I can't deal with it. I'm going to do it like I've done before, like my mother did it, like my neighbor does it, and we'll just keep going forward that way. But I like to say, please, 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 don't do that. It can be scary, but you're not there alone. There, as you said, Deborah, there are so many resources nowadays. Reach out. You know, Verite hopes to be a lifeline in that, you know, crazy sea of what do I do, and try and help point you in the direction that could be safer and better, healthier for you. It does matter. I mean, when we look at diseases in this country and what's happening with childhood cancers having grown 25% since 1975, 1 in 3 kids having autism, you know, 1 in 6 U.S. couples struggling with infertility, these are all related to toxins in our environment and products that we may or may not be using, but are surrounding ourselves with chemicals that are, as I like to say, they're uninvited guests to the party of the life that we're living here, and we've got to take control back and get these toxins out. And so I really encourage people, don't get overwhelmed, know that knowledge is power, and take some control back. You can do it, and you can start it with your very next product that you have to buy.
That's great advice. I totally agree with that, too. And again, great minds thinking alike. We need to go to break in just about 10 seconds, so I'm not going to ask you another question right now. But when we come back, what I want to do is ask you about, you were talking about, and I agree, that whatever is the next product that you buy, then buy it non-toxic. So we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Great.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Amy Zipf from Verite. We're talking about how to take that first step to start removing toxic chemicals from your life, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Amy Zipf from Verite. We're talking about how you can get started removing toxic chemicals from your home. So, Amy, if somebody, let's just role play for a minute and do a little example of somebody's made a decision that they are going to start with the next product that they buy and buy something that's less toxic than what they were buying before. So they go to the supermarket or wherever they're shopping, and they decide that they're going to buy pickles. So what's the process to go through to take that step?
Sure. Okay, so you want to buy pickles, but you're not really sure, you know, how to determine whether your pickles are non-toxic. So you're in the store, and the first thing you're going to do is go to the pickle section and start looking at different containers. Now, you know, I can tell you just from bringing up this image of pickles in my mind that one of the things you're going to notice is color variation on these pickles. So you flip over the labels, and you want to look for, are there artificial food dyes, or what is free of those, right? Because a lot of the pickles that we get are not actually a normal color. The color that has kind of seeped into them is from added dyes, because manufacturers think that's what a person expects a pickle to, quote-unquote, look like, right? So, you know, you look for words in general, pickles and otherwise, you know, this has sort of become a catch-all, but look for things you can't recognize or pronounce. So when you see a string of alphanumeric numbers and it's like a jumble of letters that I have the droxy 7-321, you probably don't have something real in there. That's not necessary. That's a chemical. that didn't happen in nature. You know, with pickles, again, you're going to look for something that contains no natural flavors, because natural flavors are anything but. They are a catch-all, much like fragrance can be a catch-all for all kinds of chemicals and additives in your personal care items. So with foods, natural flavors is one of those ones that I'm always wary of and won't buy unless I'm really clear on what that is. And then simple. So the pickles that I like most and my kids just go crazy for have about 5 ingredients, none of which are sugar, by the way. So it is possible to find, you know, it's salt, it's vinegar, it's some very specific spices, depending on how hot or how not hot, I guess, that I like the new pickles. My husband likes the one. So, you know, some of those spices go up and down, garlic, usually typical salt, and water. And that can make a really fine, tasty pickle. And that's what you'll be looking for. You know, one of the things you'll compromise in this is you may not be able to keep those pickles outside of the fridge, and you may not be able to keep those pickles for a year. Things that have no preservatives in them don't last as long. Kind of makes sense. Now, vinegar and salt do act as natural preservatives, so in this case of the pickles, we're kind of lucky. They're not going bad anytime soon. But that said, they may have a date, an expiration date. So it's something to be aware of, but I think we've all gotten into this mindset of buying in such bulk things that we don't necessarily even need. It just seems like a good deal at the time.
Yeah.
And so we have to reverse that thinking a little bit. And when you're trying to buy less toxic, oftentimes you're not buying in bulk. You're kind of creating this whole ethos around you of using what you need and trying to use it all and using less. And for anyone out there whose next question is like, oh, but how can I afford it? These things are more expensive. I always like to say, you know what? When you do this, when you go non-toxic in your life, you start evaluating everything. Just like we just did with the pickles, you're flipping it over, you're looking at that ingredients list, and you're realizing, there's all this stuff in here. And then you say, maybe I can do without. So for people who I go into their home and I'm looking at their stuff and we're talking through it, they stop using, I would say, more than 50% of what they had been using. You know, it turns out we don't need dryer sheets. Wow.
No, we don't.
We don't need dryer sheets. You can stop spending your monthly allowance on, you know, that you were spending on your dryer sheets and put that into a higher quality essential oil-based scented laundry detergent, for example. You know, and right there, you've cleaned something up. And, you know, baking soda, vinegar, lemon, those things go a long way in cleaning your home. The lemons are pricey, but not really when you stop buying all of these pre-made things. And I'm not advocating for everybody making your own. DIY is like a little bit too far along the path, but there are really good simple products that you can get that aren't made of too much more than that, that will help you go a long way in detoxing your life, because the cleaning stuff that we use in our home is really a significant source of what's called indoor air pollution. And our indoor air is 5 to 10 times more polluted than our outdoor air. So another tip is open your windows every day, people, because that will really help you literally breathe easier. And if you live right next to a road, try and open the windows on the other side of the house or the apartment.
Good. So I want to go back to pickles for a minute, because I just discovered something. You can go online and search on pickles label, and all these different labels will come up from all these different brands of pickles, and you could just sit here and look at pickle labels and their ingredients for as long as you like until you find a pickle that you like. Now, here's one. I won't tell the brand name because I'm going to criticize it. So it has cucumbers, vinegar, salt, garlic, turmeric, natural dill oil. So fine so far. But then there's sodium benzoate, and that's a preservative that you don't want to eat. We've already mentioned artificial colors. I'm looking at another label here. with the ingredients are so small, I can't read it.
You know, and sodium benzoate is one that really bothers me because once you've, you know, you said it and it jumps out, you will start to notice sodium benzoate is in a lot of your foods and it's in almost all of your personal care products. And there isn't really enough research on sodium benzoate, and there's the research that does exist definitely points towards the fact that we need more research because it's doing some funky things in lab rats. So, you know, I think we have to be very careful with the fact that it's kind of coming into our bodies, not just right. through what we ingest, but also through what we put on our skin. We absorb as much as 80% of what we put on our skin, and suddenly you have the synergistic effect of a chemical that we don't really know what it does.
Right. So here now I'm looking at, I'm just picking these labels at random. This yep. one I'm going to mention. This is Bubby's Kosher Dill Pickles. It's made from cucumbers, artesian well water, salt, calcium chloride, garlic, dill, and spices. Now, that's a pretty good one. The thing that I would still, would be red flags for me still, is that it's not organic, so there's pesticide residues in it. There's also yep. a note on here that it's non-GMO verified. So this is not a GMO pickle. Anyway, we need to go to the break. We'll talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm talking with Amy Ziv of Verite. We'll be right back. Listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Amy Ziv from Verite, and that is at verite.com. Amy, you want to spell it?
Sure. It's Verite.com. Verite.com.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk about in a minute what you can find when you go to Verite.com. But I want to say that if all this talk about ingredients, strange sounding ingredients that we've been talking about with pickles sounds like, what are you talking about? I just want to say that when I first started learning all of this, and remember, I was trying to learn it in an environment where there was no help at all. Nobody was talking about this subject at all. I just started with one chemical. I think it was formaldehyde, in fact. And my father bought me a chemistry dictionary. And I looked up the word formaldehyde, and it told what the health effects were. And it told how formaldehyde was made. The difficult part was finding out where it was in products, which I managed to do, but that was a different book entirely. But what I want to say here is you're going to look at the pickle jar and it's going to say polysorbate 80. It's going to say sodium benzoate, and you're not going to have a clue what that is. And, but it's a good idea if you see those words to just not eat them is the first thing. But the second thing is that you just start with just one product or one chemical, and you just start. And then as you start looking at more labels, I mean, I know what sodium benzoate is because I've seen it so many times. And you just start seeing it.
Yeah, you get better and better.
And you get better and better the more you read the labels and you start recognizing it. If you just say, I'm going to learn sodium benzoate, I'm not buying any products with sodium benzoate. And then what you'll find is, I think you'll find you just won't go to the supermarket. You'll just go over to the natural food store instead, which doesn't mean that 100% of the products there are okay. You still have to read the labels. But you're not going to find sodium benzoate in most products in the natural food store. There's going to be a right. whole list of things you're not going to find in the natural food store that you will find in the supermarket. So you can do things like read a lot of labels, but you can also do things like you can come to my website and look at Deborah's list. You can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and look for shop in the menu. You can go to Amy's site, and she's already got, we both already have products that we've done the label reading for you, that we've chosen these from yep. our expertise. And so you don't have to start over again. And so if you're looking for food product ideas or what kind of shampoo to use or any of those things, you can just go to my site or go to her site and see what we have to say. Because people are already reading the labels for you.
And that was one thing that I really learned, Deborah, was that, you know, I mean, it was hard to find when I started someone, you know, I didn't know about you at the time, unfortunately. So I was really having trouble finding someone who had done this, you know, before. But as I've gotten deeper and deeper into this, I do find there are other resources, and you get, you know, you get better at it, and you start, as you say, recognizing things, and then you get a little bit more sophisticated. And the reason why our symbol is an onion is because this whole thing is constant, and even yes. today I'm still learning, and I'm sure you still are.
I'm still learning.
You have created this. I moved cross country, and my goal was to create a non-toxic home. And sadly, I was, you know, made aware that that doesn't exist, and that's an impossibility. But I have probably pretty close to created as non-toxic as you can be in this day and age. And then I know what to, you know, kind of fight back with against the toxins, what kind of plants to surround myself with and all that. But that has been a real process. And so, you know, you start where you are, you start to make these shifts, and then you get better at it, and you realize the kind of the connections, and that we are living in an ecosphere that is totally connected, and that your whole world, it's like you can't just reduce the toxins in your home without starting to think about what you're ingesting. So you mentioned GMOs when we left off with the pickle. And, you know, that's really an important thing, I think, if you're trying to avoid toxins, to try and start getting out of your diet. And they are everywhere. And it means no, you know, for sure, nothing with high fructose corn syrup is going to pass the test anymore, because that is pretty much guaranteed to be GMO.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, canola oil goes on that list because it's a genetically engineered product, and it can be shocking. Things you think or thought were healthy turn out, this is sort of rewriting that book.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
is really important to lean on people who've done this before, so you don't have to shoulder all that burden, and know that every single thing you do to make a difference in your life, to be a little bit, you know, to be less toxic, to reduce your chemical footprint, I often say, you know, when you're doing that, everything makes a difference. That is goodness for your body, because our bodies are made to detox.
Every single thing that you do, every single thing you do, don't think that a jar of pickles is too small. Start with a jar of pickles, and tomorrow you get organic ketchup, you know. So what I'd like to do, we only have about 5 minutes left of the show. Could you just give us a couple of suggestions of things that somebody could just walk into a store and buy and have it be less toxic? Like, I would say, go to a natural food store and buy anything that has the organic label on it. You can see the little USDA organic symbol, and just look for that and buy something that has that on it. So what's like one thing that you would say that for somebody to go find a non-toxic product?
So I would say, you know, some of the biggest things, or, you know, I tend to look at this in terms of in your home, what are those biggest things that you could get out and replace with good things? So it's a little bit different, Deborah, from starting in store, but I'll tell you why I'm getting there. So I think about, you know, the most important thing you can do to support your body is create a healthy boudoir, you know, get a bedroom that isn't off-gassing. And so if I were going to the store, I'd be thinking about, okay, what's in my bedroom? Maybe I'm not ready to throw out all my furniture and start over, and that's probably a good thing. But, you know, you want to think about what's touching you every single night. You spend a third of your life in bed. Generally, statistics say, you know, 8 hours of your day is going to be in bed and asleep. Well, make sure you're using a laundry detergent that you're breathing in and out that's going to be not
good,
toxic.
Good suggestion.
So now I'm going to the store to get my non-toxic laundry detergent, but there's so many claiming, you know, all kinds of things. What do I do, and where do I look? So again, this is where keep it real, keep it simple, and this is what you need. But, you know, look for a brand, and oftentimes, you know, this is a generalization, but if you've made it to a health food store, they're going to have stripped out a lot of things, you know, from this. So you're not going to see the Tides and the Whisks of the world. You're going to be seeing some alternative brands, and they do span the gamut. I personally really like the Ecos, the Earth Friendly Products brand. You can get it free of scent, or you can get it scented with essential oils. I think they're pretty good and clean. Seventh generation is not perfect, but you know what? they're so much better than others that I think, you know, they're good. If this is all, oh my gosh, this is sounding really complicated and overwhelming, you could go to a service like honest.com and order direct. And their products, again, not perfect, but the truth of the matter is, if you're using someone like honest.com, you're still so much better than 95% of what's
that's
out there.
Exactly right.
I want people to feel that they can do this, that they can start, that they can, you know, make differences in their life. So, look, perfection is something we can all strive for, but it's really hard to achieve in any aspect of our life, including going completely non-toxic. So start, you know, make it easy. Go easy on yourself so that you feel good. Because you know what? There is proof that when you buy something that's good for you and good for the environment, and you know, maybe they're 1% for the planet and giving back, that makes you feel good and you get an endorphin rush. Now, if that product actually works and you continue to use it, there's a whole cycle of goodness that's happening for you, for the world, for everything.
That's right.
And that's what I love.
And you should take whatever step you can take in the right direction. I didn't start off with the most non-toxic products. I started off saying, this is what's available. This is what I can afford. This is what I understand.
Yeah.
And now I'm pretty sophisticated in my choices, but it took me many years to learn this. It took many years for the market to start catching up. It took many years
were the pioneer.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I was. And
you were. And now it must seem really easy when you look out at the world. You're like, gosh, this is nothing.
Well,
you people are
really
so lucky.
It is. People who are starting now are very fortunate because
there are possibilities.
Before. Yeah, there are possibilities. I mean, at this point in time, there does exist a non-toxic solution for everything. It's just about knowing about it, and some of those things you need to make yourself. But you can eliminate so many toxic chemicals, and I'm going to have to stop talking because the show's going to be over in 2 seconds. Thank you so much, Amy. You're listening
to
Toxic Free Talk Radio. Go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com to find out more, to listen to past shows, to find out what's coming up, and even listen to this show again. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well. I was a minute off. Oh, God. Okay. So,
oh, my goodness.
Okay. So, let's see. The show is over at 12:56 and 30 seconds. It's now 12:56. I ended at 12:56 and 12:55 and 30 seconds. So, we do have a few more seconds. But what I want to say is that people should do what they can. Every step helps, and you can go to Amy's website, Verite, V-E-I, I don't have it right in front of me, or I would spell Verite.com, and you can go to Toxic Free Talk Radio and find out more about products that you can choose that are toxic free. Now,
go non-tox. You won't regret it.
And this is the end of the show now. Thanks, Amy. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well.